This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Governor Mike DeWine is asking lawmakers to raise the gas tax from 28 cents a gallon to 46. The legislative push comes after the Ohio Department of Transportation director announced a more than $1 billion budget shortfall. State House correspondent Andy Chow has been following this story, and he joins me now to discuss. Hey, Andy.
Hi, Claire.
Tell us the details of the proposed bill.
So what we now know is that Governor DeWine and the Ohio Department of Transportation is requesting an 18-cent increase to the gas tax. So that would take the current tax of 28 cents and make it 46 cents a gallon every time you fill up your car, fill up your truck at the gas station. And the most interesting thing that I think that came out of this is not only are they requesting an 18-cent increase, but they're also asking that the legislature approve an annual increase to that gas tax based on the consumer price index, or what we know as inflation. And so this isn't just a one-time thing. The administration is asking for an annual increase to the gas tax.
When would this take effect?
So right now in the proposal, it would take effect on July 1st, beginning in the new fiscal year of 2020, the new fiscal year 20. And they say that this would raise about $1.2 billion in revenue. Now, when it comes to revenue coming from the gas tax, that has to be split among the state and then local governments. And it's about a 60-40 split, with the state taking the bigger half. And so they're saying this will generate about $750 million in revenue for the state, so it can go towards major highway projects, projects to improve bridges, other roads, other safety measures. And then again, because they want it to go up every year, that number will go up a little bit more, and chipping away at that budget shortfall that you were talking about.
It hasn't been tied to inflation before. When was the last time we had a gas tax increase in the state?
So the state approved a gas tax increase in 2003, and then it went up incrementally starting in 2003, then 2004. And so the last time we actually saw an increase was in 2005. And again, that brought us to where we currently are at 28 cents a gallon. A lot of people have been saying that this is a long time coming, where if you look at states like Indiana, Michigan, Pennsylvania, they all have gas taxes that are much higher than what Ohio has right now. If this were to go into effect, Ohio would actually have then the second highest gas tax compared to the bordering states.
Talk about the gas tax been in the air for about 2 weeks now. We haven't had specifics until today. How are lawmakers responding?
Well, if you talk to lawmakers, I think because of the groundwork that the DeWine administration has been laying over the past couple of weeks, like you mentioned, I think that there's been a general consensus among many lawmakers that they do believe that maybe a gas tax increase is what's required. Now the questions are circling around, is 18 cents too high? And then again, going back to indexing it on inflation, do we need to constantly raise the tax every year? Or should this be something where the state raises the tax for the next 2 years, maybe next 4 years, and then revisit the issue so it's not completely tied to inflation?
Thank you so much for talking with me today, Andy.
No problem.
State House correspondent Andy Chow has been following the story of a potential increase in the gas tax from 28 cents a gallon to 46. This is 89.7.